from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capital reporter Ryland Barton.
Okay, Ryland, this week Mitch McConnell sent the Senate home after a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill couldn't be reached. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel here? Does anyone have any idea when this might pass?
Well, I think a new deadline is starting to form, and that is the end of September. That's when the current federal spending plan runs out. It would basically be another one of these situations where there's a looming threat of a government shutdown, and it hopefully lights a fire under lawmakers to get them to come to the negotiating table. There's still some hope that something will happen before then. McConnell has said that he can call lawmakers back to Washington for a vote with a 24-hour notice, but it just sounds like there's been no progress between all the people who are hashing out this bill right now, which appears to just be congressional Democrats and the White House at this point. McConnell is kind of on the sidelines of the situation now, but he's still been blaming the impasse on Democrats on any future measures.
Republicans have been waiting and trying to pass bipartisan relief literally for weeks. I would hope our Democratic colleagues will let the Senate act.
The Democratic-led House, of course, passed a coronavirus relief bill way back in May. At the time, McConnell said he wouldn't take it up because he was going to be hitting the pause button on any future measures.
Republicans have been waiting and trying to pass bipartisan relief literally for weeks. I would hope our Democratic colleagues will let the Senate act sometime soon.
Not really for most of those issues. The extension of student loan relief will be helpful to folks who have federal student loans, but his moratorium on evictions was actually more of a request that agencies look into it. And then the extension on unemployment benefits, that's a $400 per week supplement to people on unemployment. It would actually require states to chip in 25% of the cost of that. It sounds like no state is really going to be moving forward with that. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said that, one, the state can't afford it, but also that having a mixture of federal and state funds ends up forcing the state to totally overhaul its unemployment system, which, of course, by the way, Kentucky has had a lot of growing pains trying to get up and running during the pandemic. Here's Beshear earlier this week.
If they're going to choose 400, it needs to all come from there. But it needs to be in the same form that the $600 is currently coming from. Because if we have to change that system of administration, it's going to keep people from getting those funds.
And with no agreement to extend those benefits on the horizon, people on unemployment are going to be struggling to make ends meet for the next little bit.
Also this week, Attorney General Daniel Cameron met with the family of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police serving a no-knock warrant at her apartment in the middle of the night back in March. Cameron still doesn't have an update on when the investigation will be complete.
No, he doesn't. Taylor's family and their attorneys held a press conference the next day saying that they hope that something would be coming soon. That press conference, by the way, was the 150th day since Taylor had been killed. Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, said she was trying to be understanding with how slow the investigation was going.
For me, I'm trying to accept that and be patient with that because I definitely want him to come out with the right answer.
Taylor's family members are still calling for the officers involved in her death to be fired and charged, and they believe murder charges are warranted. They also called on Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher to not take such a militarized approach against protesters, saying that this movement will produce the civil rights leaders of the future. Last week, LMPD started cracking down on protesters in a new way. They are now dispersing them if they gather in streets or block intersections.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capital reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's wfpl.org/supportkpd. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.